Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Giving the Answers to Life's Questions. And I'm your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. This is a show that was created because my guidance says people needed a place to get the answers. Because the answers that we come up with from our own brains are not necessarily the best answers, since our brains are only utilizing the information they already have. Kind of hard for them to come up with something new and innovative. People who have those new and innovative thoughts are actually listening to their intuition, not so much the brain. And so if you have questions about your life that your brain hasn't been able to answer, or if you want to get the answers from a higher perspective, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Now, I'm going to tell you about me. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I use a method called Infinity Healing, which is one of, I don't know how many methods I know, that helps people to release their old beliefs and to incorporate the truths that they are getting from their heart. And I offer a free 20-minute discovery session to anyone who wants to experience it because it's such a phenomenal way of making changes in your life. And I can't tell you how many changes I've made in my life, and I haven't even been doing it for a year, but my life has just totally changed in so many ways. And I'm so much happier and so much more connected and so much more at peace, and I have more abundance, and it's just amazing. It really is. So if you want to experience it, then go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on one of the Schedule Now buttons, and it'll take you to a scheduler. It'll have a little box that says Discovery Session. You click on that, click Book Now, and schedule your session. I will get an email letting me know when you've scheduled your session, and we will work together for 20 minutes so that you can have a deeper understanding of what you actually believe. Because so often we don't actually know what we believe. Now, you can look around you, look at your life, look at the things in your life, and that's all telling you what your beliefs are. Because it is your beliefs that create everything that you're experiencing. But most people never look at it that way. They look at it as the world is against me, or why can't I do this, or why can't this person love me? All of these kinds of questions. And the truth is that it's all based in what you believe. So really let yourself absorb that. Everything you experience is based in what you believe. So I was reading on the internet, and I read this, and I'm not really sure exactly why I'm supposed to share it with you, but I will. And so it says, "You love flowers, but you cut them. You love animals, but you eat them. You tell me you love me. So now I'm scared." I just think that that's so funny, but also so true, because the love that we express for things and people and animals and flowers and whatever is not necessarily love. The word love is used a lot of times when it's not even closely related to love. So much of what we do is actually coming from fear, but we don't really admit that. Instead, we call it love. We kind of hide it under a fancy little curtain, thinking that no one will know that actually what we're experiencing is all of this fear. I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid no one will love me. I'm afraid I'll never have enough. All of that stuff is running in the background, but we don't look at that. And so we find someone and we think, oh, this is the one. This is the one I've been waiting for. And we grab a hold of them and we hold on no matter what. And you see it all the time. You see relationships that are not doing any good for the people in them. You see relationships that are actually destroying or killing the people in them, but they don't let go because they're afraid. They're afraid that they might end up with someone worse. They are afraid that they might end up alone. I don't know where we got the whole idea that being alone is this horrible experience, because it's not. And besides, you're never alone. But that's a whole different discussion. So today's show is supposed to be about creation. And those of you who are on Facebook and read my posts know that yesterday I posted a message that said, "I am declaring that for me, the year 2016 will be a year of conscious creation." It's because I am standing in my power. I am recognizing the truth of who I am. I am changing my life. And by doing that, I'm changing the world. And that feels so much better than, the way we were taught to look at the future. It's all these uncertainties, all these things could happen. And a lot of those things are bad things. So you have to make sure that you stay on this side of the line, that you don't step on the crack, and all of those other silly little rules that we were given to make sure that we are safe. Well, I know I'm safe. I know I'm safe, and I accept the fact that I am safe and that the world is not against me. And my beliefs are creating what I experience. And I am changing those beliefs that are creating what I don't want to experience in my life anymore. I am stepping into my power, and I am consciously creating what I truly desire. And that is a big change. And that's one of the things that's come about from the Infinity Healing that I learned last April, I think. It's helped me so much in letting go of those beliefs that limited me, that limited my perceptions of me, that limited my beliefs of what's possible for me, that limited me in so many ways in my life. And now that I've let that go and I'm standing there and I'm stepping out and I'm being seen and I'm being heard and I'm okay with it, it feels incredible. That's what your life can be like, too, if you decide to start letting go. Start creating what you desire. The only thing stopping you is you. So now we will talk with our beautiful DC love. Hi, DC.
Hi, Barbara. I wanted to say hello to you and to your listeners. And I wanted to let them know that I did take one of your, 20-minute discovery sessions. And not only that, I, was invited to attend your root chakra clearing session. And that was totally, totally amazing. I mean, people should take advantage of the 20-minute discovery session. And also, if they're interested, you have, I guess, like the chakra clearing sessions that you're going to be starting in January. And
yeah.
I just think that is What a way to start off the new year, Barbara. Totally amazing.
It is. It is, and it's just, it's amazing to me how it grows, you know, because we did do a little sample chakra clearing session. I have a group of people who've done those discovery sessions, and they join a Facebook group that I have, and they get access to, you know, new things that are coming, and they're kind of my guinea pigs in a good way. They actually get to experience the clearing. But since we did that, I've been guided that I'm going to add, you know, aspects of the seven rays and aspects of the tree of life to that chakra clearing. So I'm probably going to have to redo that whole first root chakra clearing thing. So I'm not sure exactly what it's going to feel like when I add all of that, but I know it's going to make it even more phenomenal. And, you know, that root chakra clearing has really had a big impact on me, and I imagine that it has on the other people too. So I can't imagine how big an impact it's going to have when we add, you know, the seven rays and all of that kind of stuff to it. But I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I am too. I just, you know, we were together, I believe, what was it, like 2 hours for the root chakra clearing session almost? Mm-hmm. And I mean, so much was cleared. And there was, you know, a number of us on the call. It was just so unbelievable. And I couldn't believe how, like, each of us felt such beautiful, pure love when we were done with the session. Like, everything was cleared, and we felt so renewed. I mean, it was totally amazing. What a gift, you know, to have, you know, to start off the new year with this, you know, the beautiful way that we're feeling. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I had to tell everybody, you know, if they, you know, are thinking about taking your classes, oh, my gosh, please do. You know, it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving.
I like that.
Totally amazing.
Give the gift that keeps on.
Yeah, definitely. But they don't call you Barbara Amazing Grace for, you know, for no reason. You are amazing, Barbara. And when people just connect for 20 minutes, they get to see just how amazing you really are.
Why, thank you. And you are the one
who
started
well.
That amazing thing.
I know, but you know what? And it so resonates. It really does. But your listeners, they're smart because they're already listening to you, you know, so they just have to connect and, you know, go through the discovery sessions and the classes, and they're just going to, you know, they're going to feel how their life changes in such a good way.
Yeah. It definitely changes mine. So even if no one else ever signs up for anything, I'm still getting benefits. So
well, I have been too, just by association and, you know, connecting with you and all of these beautiful little gifts that, you know, keep coming my way. I'm just so blessed.
Good. So do you want to hang out with me and we can take a call?
Oh, that would be great. I think that would be awesome.
Okay. Well, then let's go to the caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, ladies. My name is Ashiel. I've spoken to both of you before. And I also got a healing from you, Barbara, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What I've done, this is the end of the year. I kind of let go of people. And it gets lonely. But I felt like it's something I needed to do. So, you know, I'm feeling a little down about it now, but, I'm going to feel back up again because I was feeling like, well, now I don't have any plans for New Year's. But I'm looking forward to the New Year, you know, even though I'm probably going to be alone for the New Year's Eve. But, you know, I have faith that New Year's going to be a little different. So I'm curious what you ladies can tell me based on the decision I made, especially.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting is, why are you, there's a part of you that's seeing being alone as not a good thing. Why is
that? No, that's just because it gets lonely during the holidays, you know, because I did it before Christmas, so when you spend Christmas by yourself, you know, you kind of get lonely, especially I did the same thing with my family as well, you know. So it just, that's the part that kind of, it's not like it's bad. It's just because it's holiday season. You know, that's, you know, I'm sure after New Year's, I'll be okay. But just because everybody has the family, you know, that's the part I kind of fell down a little bit about, but it is what it is, you know?
Okay. I see what you're saying. I find it interesting that the way we've been programmed to believe that if you are spending the holidays alone, it's sad and you're kind of this, you know, pathetic little outcast that no one wants to be with. That's kind of the way things are portrayed through the movies and the books and, you know, the television shows and whatever. And even from conversations with people. Now, I also know that there are lots of people who spend the holidays with their families and are absolutely miserable because they can't stand the people that they're spending the holidays with. So they want us to do a little bit of work with you to clear out that whole belief that there's anything wrong with being alone. Because actually, you're never alone, but that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Would you like to do a little bit of work on letting go of that whole aloneness thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, did you want to say anything before I do this?
Yeah, you know what, Barbara? I just feel, I feel like he has, like, some family issues as well. You know, I feel like there's something, like, with mm-hmm. family that's just not right, you know? And it's sort of like keeping him from, like, moving forward is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
But I do feel like in January, it's going to be not only a new year, it will be a time of new beginnings. And I feel like love is going to come his way.
Okay.
But I feel before he's ready for that, like, he really has to really be comfortable being alone by himself and loving himself. You know, mm-hmm. and I think that's really important. And I just feel like, you know, like, be prepared. There's going to be a lot of abundance coming your way. Things, you know, he's not, you know, able to see that yet, but things are going to look up, and they look really, really good. And he's just got to have a little patience. And I feel like, you know, in January, he's going to feel sort of more like celebrating then. You know, so he's just got to mm-hmm. realize, you know, take a little time and see how far you've come. And you're going to create something beautiful for the future. I just, you know, that's what the angels are showing me. And it feels so, so beautiful. I even feel like there might be, like, a little travel involved. So the angels are just asking that, you know, look over everything that you've done and everything. And I sort of feel like he's going to, you know, move in a new direction as well. I see movement, like, in a different direction for him. But I just feel everything is going to be good. He's had a, you know, really get comfortable in his own skin and be comfortable with himself and really love himself and tell himself, you know, that he's a loving person and he's, you know, he's worthy of all the love that he's really, you know, seeking. And I feel, you know, once you do your clearing, Barbara, I think, you know, he's going to be on a new path.
Thank you.
Great. Well, then let's get busy. Okay.
Yeah.
So would you like an infinity healing for disconnecting you from all of the societal, the media, all of those old beliefs about being alone, about being alone being a bad thing, or about being alone being a problem, or about being alone reflecting the fact that nobody loves you? And if you're ready to let that go, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for cutting the ties to all of those people that you realize that you don't really benefit from having in your life, and allowing yourself to learn the lessons that those people came into your life to teach you so that you can forgive anything they ever did, even the things you consider to be unforgivable, and move forward in your life loving them even though you choose not to be around them? And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing anything that you are holding against yourself? Any of that old self-judgment that says you don't deserve this because of this, or you can't do that because of this. All of those talks that you've had with yourself that said that for whatever reason, you can't truly be happy, you can't truly be successful. Anything that you've ever said that made you feel that you didn't deserve, you were not worthy, you were not good enough. If you would like to completely and totally let that go and accept the truth that you are fabulous, you are wonderful, you are deserving, you are loved, you are magnificent, and success is your birthright. And if you'd like all that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening your heart to love of yourself, to love of everybody, to just completely and totally see everything and everyone and every situation through the eyes of love, so that you can see the opportunities in everything, so that you can see the beauty in everyone, so that you can recognize the truth in you? And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for stepping into the potential, into the possibilities of life, to realizing that there is absolutely no reason why you can't miraculously meet someone today and spend New Year's Eve with that person? Why that there's absolutely no reason, no blocks, no limitations on how fabulous and magnificent your life can be. And if you are willing to step into those possibilities and those opportunities, there is nothing to stop you, nothing to hold you back, because you are meant for greatness. And if you'd like to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Relieved.
Good.
I just wanted to mention something like this. You said about the family. Yes, the family issue was, you know, there was a lot of jealousy and there was a lot of betrayal, and that's why I had to let everybody go.
Oh.
Because they didn't want me to succeed in any shape or form. So
yeah.
I just realized it took me forever, but eventually opened my eyes and realized what was going on.
You know, everyone needs time, Barbara, away from people for a little bit. I just feel like he needs a little downtime.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you are clearing up your old feelings about them, that was one of the things we were letting go of. And loving them despite their actions, because they do actually love you and you actually love them. And so that love is there. It's just all that garbage piled on top of it. So you can't always see it. But now you can look at them and appreciate the lessons you've learned from having them in your life. I mean, they've taught you that you don't deserve to be treated like that, that it's okay for you to walk away from that kind of treatment. That's a big lesson. Some people never learn that one. You know, I've known people who come from families that are just so screwed up and horrible and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're in their 80s and 90s, and they don't let those people go. So the fact that you are letting them go, that you are recognizing your value, which is fabulous, that you are loving yourself, which is fabulous. You should be grateful to those people because that's something that they have taught you by being how they are being. So it really has been a blessing, even though in some ways, you know, you'd like to go and shake them all and tell them to stop, but it's okay because you are learning. And that's what you're here for.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, absolutely.
But I, you know what I am feeling, Barbara? There's a family member, it's a female, that he's going to get really close to, and there's a reason for this, because they have something that, like a mutual interest, and I just feel like it's going to make their bond, you know, get even stronger.
Wow, that's surprising.
See, so you really don't know what's ahead. It's all so exciting. And you get to decide what it is you want to create. And you just need to set your intentions, you know. You've done that before. You've decided that this new year is going to have all of these opportunities. It's going to have this abundance. It's going to give you more joy, which you definitely deserve. So as long as you remember those intentions, and you live your life in a way that is in alignment with those intentions, then there's no way that you can't achieve those intentions. That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the new year, and I just don't want to look back anymore. I'm doing my best not to remember the past. You know, I feel like, you know, just leave it behind and move forward. You know, it's done. You know, that's why it's important for me when January 1st comes, not even tried my best not to, like, look at something that happened in 2015. You know what I mean? Just don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. You know, you know, that's my challenge, I guess. That to make sure that I don't. And every time I find myself thinking back, I have to catch myself and remind myself, no, that's in the past. Now it's behind you. Keep moving. You know?
Okay, so let's do a little bit about that. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from the need to go back and analyze and beat yourself up and relive the past, and instead to allow yourself to learn the lessons that whatever it was that happened taught you, and to let go of everything else, to not be connected to any of the old emotions, any of the old energy from the past, to just completely sever that. And the only things you carry forward are the lessons. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And, you know, that's something that so many people experience. That's something that I've experienced. Something that they brought and stuck right in my face just 2 weeks ago with one of the members of my family that I have not particularly liked for, 20 years or so. You know, just a short little thing. And they helped me to let that go. And now when I think about that member of my family, I love them and I feel completely neutral. All of that old yuckiness. It's just gone. They're just a person. Yes, they're a member of my family. No, I don't actually want to be around them, but that's okay because I don't have to be. So just let yourself let this go.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing you need to just remember. You are letting go.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well, you are
welcome. Have a blessed new year.
You too. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. And go out there and don't be afraid. If you meet someone and you feel inclined to talk to them, go talk to them. Get to know them. Make a new friend.
I will now, for sure. I will.
Wonder.
Thanks so much for calling, Ishio.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, Ishio.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was beautiful, Barbara.
Oh, I just love his energy.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness.
Look, I love everybody's energy, but that's okay. All right, are you ready to move on?
I am.
Okay, we will go to the caller from area code 857. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay.
What's your name?
This is Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing great, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good for a cold and snowy, what's today, Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes, Tuesday. My question is in regards to the company that I work for. We're opening up to a lot more of diversity within the company, and I'm very happy for that. And I've done this before, where I've hosted like a pizza get together. Now, this isn't something that the company does. This is something that I personally do. I'm getting nothing out of it because I don't want anything out of it. What I'm doing it from my heart because I really want people to really enjoy the company because I believe it's a good company. We have our ups and downs. We have our issues, but the young people are really good people, and I want to see them stay, and I want to see them be successful. But I also want them to know that, you know, if they have any issue or anything, they can always come to me if they have any problems. Because, you know, again, dealing with now that the company is opening up to inviting, opening up to diversity, I'm quite sure can get a little rocky. So I spoke with a woman who's been here with the company for at least 18 years, who happens to be African American, and I was kind of shocked by her response to me doing this. If anything, she made fun of me, was actually against me doing this, and I kind of got a little down in regards to it.
Okay.
That should I even do this?
You realize that she was coming from her fears. She's afraid.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
She's afraid of being known, of being seen, of standing out. Because if you stand out, then people point at you. Especially if something goes wrong, if you're standing out, they point and say, oh, she's the one that did it. She has a lot of fear around being known. And so she's encouraging you not to do it because she wouldn't do it. So she's just taking her fear and shining it on you. Now, you are coming from your heart. You are doing this simply as a way to get to know people, to interact with them, to welcome them.
Yes. Yes. And this has nothing to do with the company. This is something that I've done. I've taken the money out of my pocket, and this is what I've done, and this is the second time that I've done it. And again, for me, I'm coming from a hard place. I'm not coming from, well, this is the company policy, and this is the company, you know. I'm just coming from a place of a human being.
Well, if you want to do something like that, I don't see any problem with it. You might also consider making it a rotating thing, you know, where let's say once a month somebody does something for everybody. Or you could make it a potluck kind of thing where everybody contributes every time. So one person doesn't take it all on themselves. But I think that that's a wonderful way for you to get to know these new people, to interact with them, to expand your life and allow you to share your love with all of them.
And that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's it is love. Because I don't know these people. They don't know me at all. There's, mm-hmm. there's nothing that I'm trying to get out of them or trying to squeeze out of them. There's nothing. Am I rich? No.
At least, you know what? You're a beautiful person, and do you need permission to do something like that? Do you need to, permission to do a loving act? I mean, I would just, you know, follow your heart. You're amazing.
Yes, yes, yes.
You are such an amazing woman. Don't let anybody, you know, like, dull your shine
Thank
there.
Thank you.
You shine so beautifully,
you.
Honey. You're a beautiful
Thank you.
Woman.
It was interesting
I'm just,
because,
just believe in whatever you feel is in your heart. Believe in yourself.
Exactly.
You know, you have to believe in
I agree with you.
And don't let worry about anyone else, you know?
Yes, you're right. You're right. It's like, this is who I am. This is who I am.
No,
and, you know, when you do something like that, people
honey, you are such an inspiration. Like a shining star. Don't let anybody, you know, change that.
Oh, absolutely not, because people look at it from a point of suspicion. What's in it for her? Why is she doing
right.
it?
Well, don't worry about it. You know,
so
it's what's in it for you. You get the joy of just doing that, and that's what's in it
right.
for you. So that's okay.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry
right.
about what anybody else thinks, you know?
You're right. You're right.
And the
right.
angels are looking down on you, and they see how beautiful a person that you are. And they're saying, you know,
yes.
just at this time, make a wish upon a star. Because I feel like you've had some difficulties. And the difficulties, they're leaving. They're you know, they're fading away.
Yes.
And I feel like you're going to feel like a renewed sense of purpose.
Yes.
Just
yes.
be you. Do what makes you feel good. And just have faith in Lisa.
Yes.
Because you know what? You're going to go far. You're a beautiful person, and you're not doing
you.
Anything but with the best intentions, you know? But I do feel
exactly.
like you have new beginnings coming your way. And I see you like there's like a change in direction, and there's going to be happiness
yes.
with that change.
Yes.
There's going to be
yes.
beautiful, prosperous opportunities coming, you know?
Yes.
And it's just
that.
Going to be, I sort of feel like it's going to be unexpected. It's going to be like all of a sudden. But you're going to be
yes.
filled with more joy and fulfillment than you could ever realize, you know?
Yes.
You're going to
I
have a
that.
Start. Yes, and you
I
deserve
that.
It. You're person.
Thank you.
But I feel like
that's,
there's, a lot of, and there's going to be a lot of blessings coming your way.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes. And you know, and
I'm
I, felt
like,
sad. I felt sad. I felt sad for my coworkers because I felt her sadness. I just felt her sadness. And I had to, and I have compassion for her because this is not about money. This isn't about trying to be seen. This is about something that's in my heart. Trust me.
Right. Oh, definitely. No, I feel that. And
you
know,
it's just all
it is
good.
From your heart. But you know what? Just set that example, and then over time, maybe some people will, you know, they'll realize what you're doing is, you know, just from the heart, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's unfortunate sometimes because when you're in business, the heart gets lost.
Oh, definitely. But I feel
you know,
like you're
it's
saying
like, you
like
live
about
by the letter of the law.
Right. But there's something new for you, like in regard to work, honey. There's something new
yes.
on the horizon.
Yes.
And I feel it, and
yes.
you're going to love it. You know, and
yes.
you're so deserving
I'm excited
of it.
About it. Yes.
Yes.
I'm very excited
it's
about
be
it. Very excited about it. So this is
good.
Good. I felt bad for a moment, and then I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No, you
wait
know
what?
This
is coming from my heart.
It's coming from your heart, and the universe loves that, and it's going to reward you with more prosperity.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's a selfless act, and it's coming from your heart, and it's an act of love. And,
yes.
you know, you're a beautiful person, and it's going to bring more good to you.
Yes. Amen. That's true.
Amen.
That's very true. Thank you both so, so much. So, so very much.
Well,
and,
Lisa,
and you're right
they,
about
they
things
want
changing
you,
for me.
They want you to do a little bit of clearing around this so that you don't have
okay.
any of that yuckiness around it. Okay, so
okay.
would you like an infinity healing for
yes.
giving yourself permission to follow your heart, no matter what
yes.
anybody else says, no matter what anybody else expects, to let other people's opinions simply be other people's opinions? Because
yes.
you know in your heart what is right for you, and you always know that it will be what is for your highest good. And if you'd like to accept all of that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to love yourself and to allow that love within you to shine forth and touch the hearts of everyone else in the whole world? And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any belief that you need to fix or save anyone else, and to instead allow them to be exactly as they are choosing to be, and know that you also have permission to be exactly as you are choosing to be, and that your happiness, your success, your life is not dependent upon them, and theirs is not dependent upon you. It is okay for you to be successful. Mm-hmm. It is okay for you to be abundant. It is okay for you to be happy. It is okay for you to share your joy, no matter what they have decided. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. You feel good now, don't you?
Yes, I do. I should know better. Not to let something
like this
get me upset. I should know better.
It's just a reminder, that's all. And you realize it, so that's great. See, you're making progress. Yay, Lisa.
Yay.
You know what, you're such a beautiful, like you're like a beautiful star that's shining. Don't stop, you know, doing what you do. Just be yourself and don't worry about what anybody else thinks.
That's true. That's my.
Sometimes you shine so brightly that they have to, you know, like they're trying to block it a little bit. But just be who you are. You're amazing. You're totally amazing. So keep being yourself.
Thank you. I will. Thank you both so much. Oh, God bless you.
Well, thank you for calling and have a good time at the party.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll be there in spirit, right, Barbara? We'll be there in spirit. So you're not alone. We're right there with you.
Absolutely. God bless you both and have a wonderful, wonderful new year.
You too.
As well,
honey. Thanks for calling.
Alrighty. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Lisa. God
Alrighty.
Bless.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That was
Our
awesome.
Next caller. Yeah, she's awesome. Everyone's awesome. I just love people. Okay, our next caller is from
everybody's
area code.
Awesome. We just have awesome callers calling in. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we do. Area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yes, ma'am. Just a little stressed out, but I'm doing okay.
So what are you stressed out about?
With my job, and number one, you know, the passing of my son in October, and my job situation, and in relationship, finances.
Well, you know that your son is with you, because he's there, and he's like, you can do this, Dad. He loves you so much. So he doesn't want you to stress over his death. You know, that's just a normal part of the cycle of being in these human bodies. You know, we come and go out of these bodies. It doesn't mean that we've actually died, because there is a part of us that is eternal, and he is right there with you. He's got his hand on your shoulder right now. He's like, I'm here for you, Dad. So let go of anything that you be worried about concerning him. He's fine. he's one of your biggest supporters now. So he just wants you to know that he loves you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So, DC, do you have anything for Melvin?
Yeah, Barbara, I had to answer the door, and I was dragging the dog. So give me a second here. Melvin, it's so nice to talk to you, sweetheart.
Oh, hey, it's so nice always.
So nice, your beautiful voice. Oh, my gosh. You know what? You're so loved, and I just feel like, you know, like I feel the love from the other side. You know, is I don't know if it's your dad or, but I just feel like I'm being shown like a lot of love. You've been having a lot of, you've been like thinking about your past quite a bit, and I see like a lot of memories going on up there, Melvin. Yeah, and just, you know, hold on to all the good times that you had. And, you know, your family members, they're still with you. They're, you know, not the way that, you know, we had them when they were here on Earth, but they're still there. They could hear you as soon as you think about them. So you're never alone. You know, and you could have a conversation and, you know, your dad could bring you guidance. I mean, you're never alone. I'm just, you know, make sure that you, you know, like you take care of yourself, Melvin. Your dad wants you to, you know, really take care of you because I feel like you, you know, you're not worrying about yourself enough is what I'm being shown. And I'm getting release the past. You're holding on, you know, and it's not good for you, hon. You know, in time heal like all wounds, you know. And I feel like there's some kind of forgiveness that has to go on somewhere around you. You know, and the angels, they're with you and they're going to help you with that, Melvin. You know, and you're stronger than you really think that you are, you know. And, but I don't, what is it that you're holding on to? Because I feel like your heart is very heavy.
I'm just disappointed, you know, with my job and my finances. It's just in the relationship, it's a lot. The relationship with my other kids here. And I just feel like I should be, you know, more advanced in life and be living, you know, a decent, you know, financial, you know, life. And I really don't want to, you know, this job that I have is real stressful and is dealing with mentally ill clients and have to deal with, you know, the employees as well. And I want to go back coaching next season in March.
Okay.
That's my heart. That's my goal. That's my love, passion. And that's what I want to do. They just got rid of a head coach. And I don't want to be head coach, but I want to be an assistant back on the team that I used to coach in the past in 2006. So, and a relationship. I've been lonely for a while now, and it's really, really boring.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting, you know, you're going to meet someone soon, Melvin. Mm-hmm. You know, someone that's going to find that, you know, that you're a very interesting gentleman, you know. So just make sure you get yourself out there and just welcome, you know, the people that come into your life. But I just feel that there's going to be new opportunities coming your way, and there's something that you still, you're holding on from the past that you're not releasing. You really have to put the past behind you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because you're holding on to something, and that's sort of like, you know, you're putting up like a block right there, you know, and the angels are saying, Melvin, they're with you, and they want you to just, like, release the past and go into the present, like, into the future from the present, because there's something wonderful waiting for you, and I do see love coming your way, Melvin.
Okay. How soon is that?
I do see beautiful relationship coming for you, you know. So you just have to, you have to believe, you know, that you're lovable because you are, and you're deserving of this beautiful love. And I see sort of like, you sort of are sort of like a fork in the road, like you're not sure which way to go, you know. Have you been sick physically? Because I feel like you're getting better from something.
Yeah, I have my lower back and my neck on my right side on.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of lifting, a lot of stiffness and soreness, but lately I've just been drained of just no energy, just tired. Wake up tired,
okay.
Go to work.
Well,
tired.
I just feel like, you know what, you've got to sit and have a conversation with your body, Melvin. Sit down and ask your body, like, what are you trying to tell me? you know, because your body is giving you different signals, and you really have to, you know, sit down and listen. And I think then once you do listen, you're going to want to take better care of yourself, okay? Are you getting some exercise and eating properly as well?
No, no, ma'am, I'm not. That's what I definitely need to do.
Yeah, and I just feel like financially you're sort of overwhelmed, and that's really adding to everything, you know?
Yeah, it is.
So you just have to, like, try to calm down a little bit and just, you know, start thinking a little bit more positively. Put your good intentions out to the universe, Melvin, and you're going to see these beautiful results that come your way. You know, so just try to see, like, the bigger picture. Like, you're looking, like, right now in the present, but the future is going to be so much brighter. You know, so try to look ahead to the future and try to take care of yourself a little bit more, get some rest, eat right, and just be enthusiastic because the future is going to be absolutely beautiful. It's so much better, Melvin. You know, and just, you know, let go and let God and the angels come in and help you. You know, we don't have to go through things alone. We're never alone. We always have help.
Right.
You know, and what the angels are showing me, you sort of, right now, you're like a little caterpillar, and I see you transforming into this beautiful butterfly, Melvin.
Wow.
You're having a beautiful transformation. And if you're feeling sad, like I feel some sadness around you, Archangel Azrael is over you, and he's opening his arms, and he's filling his arms with love and compassion, and he's going to help you through this time. He's saying, Melvin, just be patient with yourself. This is a time of transition. Take time, you know, like feel the emotions that you're feeling, and make sure that you, you know, you love yourself, Melvin, you know. Embrace the, like, the new that's coming your way. Let go of the past, and please, you know, let God and the angels come in and help you, Melvin.
Yes. Okay.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
That's what I have yeah. for you, hon. God bless you, and I hope you have a blessed new year.
I will. Thank you, and you as well. Thank both of you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Melvin. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have a question from the chat room, and it's from Lexi. Will I be with Dee to bring in the new year together? Got mixed messages from him. Does he feel the same way I do about him? Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting a little I'm just getting like a little confusion. I don't think that they're going to be together.
Okay, let's see if they're going to tell me anything. Okay, so Lexi, they're asking. Okay, they're saying that by asking this question, you also have some doubts about
right.
this relationship. So they want you to look at your doubts and see what they are telling you.
And Barbara, I'm getting there's a trust issue.
That would bring doubt, yeah.
Yeah.
So is it that you don't trust him? Which I'm feeling that you don't trust him. Okay. I don't know what he's done that you cannot trust him. It may not be him. It may be someone else from your past that did something that makes it difficult for you to actually trust. Okay. No, she's saying that we do trust each other.
Well, I'm still getting
trust too.
Some
yeah.
trust-ish, you know.
Okay. What is it that Lexi or Dee does not trust? You do not trust love. Okay. You guys don't trust love. Interesting. I wonder what they mean by that. Oh, the vulnerability. It's the vulnerability. I don't know which one of you doesn't want to be vulnerable. You both. Okay. You both have issues with the whole idea of being vulnerable to each other. It's like they're showing me an image of you closing your coat over your heart.
I feel like a big risk, Barbara. Like it's like so, you know, risky to just trust and love and, you know.
Mhm. So now we have to wait for whatever's coming out.
Okay.
Let's see. If they were willing to trust and be vulnerable, would they have a relationship? I got a yes. Okay.
Do either of them have children?
Okay. Lexi, do either of you have children? And Lexi says, will this relationship ever be closer together? Like I said, I saw that when you guys were willing to be vulnerable and actually allow each other in, then yes, the relationship was closer. You were happy. You were laughing, having fun together, that sort of stuff. Okay, Lexi says, yes, he is 65 and I am 62.
Okay.
He has 4 and I have 2, all in their 30s. So all of their children are adults, out on their own.
Right. Medicine. Okay.
So, Lexi, that whole vulnerability thing, that whole opening your heart thing, you're both a little hesitant about doing that. So let's see if they want to clear that. Yes, they do. Okay. So I will do the infinity clearing, and I will say yes for you. You can also say yes by typing in the yes, or you can simply say it to yourself, whatever makes you happy. Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for trust, for allowing yourself to trust, to be vulnerable, to accept D into your heart, into your life, to actually have a real, true, loving relationship in whatever way is for your highest good and his highest good? And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving Dee the opportunity, connecting with his soul through this healing, and giving him the opportunity to also open his heart, to also allow himself to be vulnerable, to also allow himself to develop the love that is between the two of you, if that is his desire. And I get a yes. And so, 3 nice deep breaths. So know that we are not forcing anything on anyone. It is up to D's soul whether or not he accepts this healing, this clearing. And if he doesn't, that's fine. And if he does, that's fine. But he's not being forced to do anything. It's just an opening that we're giving him. So we've opened you up to trusting and being vulnerable. And if he chooses, he is now open to trusting and being vulnerable. And so you can have a conversation with him about trust, about vulnerability, about what it is that he's afraid of in a relationship and anything that you're afraid of in a relationship. To actually have that open, honest conversation that's going to allow you guys to take this to a deeper level. And it does feel good now, so... How does it feel to you now, DC?
Oh, it feels really good. I'm feeling happy. I could feel their happiness together. And I just feel like they're going to take it to, like, another level. They're really going to be, I just feel like more like the relationship is going to be so much more beautiful, more wonderful, you know? They're going to be connected like on deeper levels than they were.
Okay, so you didn't hear the last part of my message. It was cut off. What was the last part of my message? Oh, it was about you guys sitting down and having a conversation where you tell each other what it is that you're hesitant or afraid of about having a relationship, kind of clearing the air so that then you can actually connect. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, and Barbara, I just feel like, you know, with the clearing and everything, I just feel like there's going to be really a potential for this relationship to really, you know, last.
Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that, too. Okay, Lexi, now you can have a conversation with Dee and see where this takes you.
Yeah, I don't know where she wants to go with the relationship, but I see there's a possibility even of marriage. So, I mean, it's up to them what they want to do, but, I mean, that's one of the possibilities that I'm seeing.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we've given her a lot to think about, and
yeah,
we are out of time.
Oh, what a beautiful show, Barbara. Thank you for, you know, allowing me to come and join in on the fun. My goodness.
Well, thank you for coming and being a part of it. It's just been such wonderful energy, and I'm just so happy now. Okay. I will be back in the new year, yay, which is the 5th of January. I hope everyone has an incredible new year and that you do make that commitment to actually making the new year wonderful. Yeah, I like that. I like the idea of us living lives that we actually enjoy and having a wonderful time. Okay, so thank you so much, DC, and you will be here again on
the second Friday of January, and I think we're going to have sort of like a party going on.
Yes, we are. It's going to be you and Janetta and Elizabeth. And Peg, if she can make it, so it should be filled with love and laughter and joy.
Yeah.
So everyone is invited. And you can come.
Oh, definitely. The more the merrier. Bring your friends.
Yes, definitely. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening, and have a fabulous New Year's. And I will
Happy New Year.
Thanks, TC. Bye-bye.